Your patient with mantle cell lymphoma can already receive combination therapies which have greatly extended life in clinical trials. In the near future, as I heard Martin Dreiling announce at the Hematologic Malignancies Conference here in Paris, there will be yet more promising therapies. I asked him, though, what he considers standard care right now.
Well, concerning the standard treatment of patients, I would argue that in younger patients, which are in fact the minority of patients, our standard approach is dose-intensified therapy, and that somewhat covers the hyper-CVAT regimen as well as the more used regimen in Europe, which is our chemotherapy regimen followed by myeloablative consolidation.
What areas of progress then have been made? Because the word rituximab springs to mind.
Well, what we have seen is that with rituximab, first of all, we are able to achieve a MRD conversion, which means that patients are becoming PCR negative. And then again, we do have other data which strongly suggest that if PCR negativity is achieved before autologous transplantation, this is of major benefit for the patient.
The other word that springs to mind is combination therapy, and various combinations have been tried. What are your feelings about the ones which are promising right now?
Well, the standard right now is probably concerning at least the elderly patients. R-CHOP as a standard, we are currently investigating what about the benefit of fludarabine combinations. However, for the younger patients, most colleagues would argue that the addition of high-dose RSC does have some benefit, and therefore we're just investigating that question in our randomized trials. Having said that, now implementing about the data of more than 300 patients, so far we have not seen a benefit of high-dose RSC.
Could you quantify for me the level of improvements that have so far been achieved by adjusting these therapies in mantle cell lymphoma?
Well, this is probably best reflected by the data of our clinical experience in the 70s and in the 90s. And in fact, what we have achieved already so far, a doubling of overall survival from about 3 years to 5 to 6 years in our running trials. And so we think with now adding up all the molecular approaches which are currently available, we are going to be able to further improve this outcome.
Well, could you summarize some of these molecular approaches, because they've been talked about here in Paris in the context of other hematologic malignancies. What about mantle cell lymphoma?
Well, specifically for mantle cell lymphoma, of course, bortezomib is a very effective drug. However, if you apply it in monotherapy, it just achieves a duration of remission of about 6 months. So all major study groups worldwide are in fact now heading for combinations chemo plus bortezomib. The story is slightly different for lenalidomide. This is an oral drug which is well taken. In fact, most groups are now moving on to some kind of maintenance applying this kind of drug. And so we'll see what prospective trials will show as a result of these more molecular approach regimens.
But you don't feel that a degree of saturation has been reached. Do you feel indeed that we can go further and get much longer extensions of life?
Well, I definitely do believe that. Of course, this is a belief and not yet proven, but based on our previous experience, we have already improved outcome in patients with mantle cell lymphoma. And really, the major point now is really to optimize treatment in that way, really predict which patient is prone to which kind of special molecular approach, may it be proteasome inhibitors, lenalidomide, or other approaches.
Could you put into perspective allogeneic transplantation in the context of all of these new therapies that are around now, new options?
Formally, allogeneic transplantation remains the only curative approach in this kind of disease. Having said that, it's still the case, just being based on our current prospective trials, that you have to think about around a 60% two-year progression-free survival. That's the good news. The bad news is this is also almost identical to overall survival. Therefore, because of still treatment-related toxicity, allogeneic transplantation remains reserved for relapse disease.
So in summary, what would you say to clinicians at this moment when facing their patients with mantle cell lymphoma?
I would say, first of all, R-chemo is the standard approach for elderly and younger patients. However, you have to add something in addition to maintain remissions in younger patients. Definitely, dose intensification is the current standard. In elderly patients, we have to think about antibody-based treatments or other approaches.
So rituximab chemo, the standard. What about rituximab maintenance?
Well, there are some first promising data based on our own randomized trial. However, these are few patients. And therefore, we're just investigating these ideas in our running prospective trial. And again, based on 300 plus patients so far, we have not yet proven the benefit. But this is an ongoing project, so we will have the definite answer within the next 1 or 2 years.
Radioimmunotherapy has also been an option recently, hasn't it?
Well, definitely. At the recent ASH, very promising data have been presented by Mitchell Smith. And based on these data, the feeling in our European study groups is that radioimmunotherapy may add something. However, this has to be proven in prospective trials.
That was Martin Dreiling talking to me during the European Conference on Hematologic Malignancies in Paris. For the ASCO Audio Journal of Oncology, I'm Peter Goodwin.